Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root, the host of Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Did I get that right?
You did. You're better than me. I forget all the time.
I know. I just love it. It's a great name for a program that's been around a while. I loved your column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that began with you essentially taking a victory lap. Can you explain what that was all about, the I told you so?
Yeah, today's column, yeah. I mean, look, I've written so many columns recently about the fact that the liberal media only talks about mass shootings involving white people who they think are Republicans or Trump supporters, and they always leave out the other half of the equation, that half the shootings are big Democrats and Elizabeth Warren supporters or Bernie Sanders supporters, and then they also leave out another major part of the equation, that they're, you know, they define a mass shooting as like some nutcase who kills 20 people, and of course that is a mass shooting. But every weekend in Democrat-controlled cities like Chicago, there's a mass shooting where 60 people are shot, but they're not shot by the same one person. They're shot by 60 different people. What's the difference? So I keep saying, why are there so many mass shootings in Democrat cities? There's no mass shooting in Republican cities. It's only in Democrat-controlled cities like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. Every weekend, 40, 50, 60 people shot, and I took a victory lap. I said, look at the last 3 weeks in Chicago. 1 week was, I think, 47 shot. The next week was like 55 shot. And the next week was 49 shot. And that's 3 weekends in a row. That's a pattern, man. There's mass shootings every weekend in Chicago. And what has Chicago got that we all need to be aware of? Number one, only Democrats in control for, I don't know, 60, 70 years now. You know, a Republican on the streets of Chicago is just a rumor. And number two, what do they have in common, all these cities and Chicago? Strict gun control. Democrats argue all day long. It reminds me of their argument about education. Every year, they scream, the kids, there isn't enough money for the education in the public schools, and then we give them an extra $2 billion in a little state like Nevada, $2 billion. In California and New York, they probably give them $10 billion. And the next year, they come back and go, the results were even worse. We need more money. It's the most ridiculous conclusion I've ever seen drawn. You know, money, we need it. It's a failure. Oh, that means we need more money. No, it means the money didn't work. Same thing with guns. Every time there's a shooting, the answer to Democrats is, is strict gun control. And yet, every city that has strict gun control has nonstop shooting. So gun control must not be the answer. And I proved in a previous column, by the way, it isn't the answer in countries. Forget about cities. If you look at Mexico, they have very strict gun control. Do you know in the entire country of Mexico, there's only one gun store? One!
Wow.
In the whole country. And all they have is homicides left and right. 25,000. Matter of fact, here's another interesting point. In America, the most high-profile prisoner in the entire United States, Jeffrey Epstein, couldn't even be protected in his own prison cell. So you really think you're going to stop guns? This is all, you know, just dream talk, you know? There's no way to stop shootings other than to allow good guys with guns to have CCWs and permits after extensive background checks. You know, I have my CCW. How did I get it? It was a 5-month wait from the moment I was applied for it to the moment I got it. They did an extensive check on my entire life, and they deemed Wayne Root responsible enough to have a gun. You let guys like Wayne Root and many others like me all over this country, thousands, carry guns legally, good guys, they will stop the bad guys because we are the first responders. The police are actually second responders. You love cops, love them, but you need a cop in 6 minutes. They're always there in 8 minutes. Guess what? In those 2 minutes, you die. You better have first responders before the second responders get there, and that's honest, law-abiding, good guy citizens or good gal citizens with a gun who are ready to stop a mass shooting. The police will never get there in time to stop it.
Well, there were more cops than you can shake a stick at around that correctional facility where Jeffrey Epstein was. What do you think happened?
You know, I don't know. I know that today I saw, you know, I looked very quickly in the news today. There's so many things in the news. My head was spinning like in Poltergeist. But I just, you know, the big news story, of course, the Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have been banned from entry to Israel. That was a huge story because the first time I saw it, the immediate thought to me was, I think we should ban them from ever coming back to America. Why would we let a U.S. congressman, come back to America if they're so terribly hateful of Jews? That they won't even let them in Israel. Why are they in America? So it's kind of a joke and facetious, but it's also kind of true that, you know, I would let them back in America, but I sure wouldn't let them back in the U.S. Congress. They should both be kicked out of Congress. They're both such terrible anti-Semites. We haven't had that in America's history. So good for Israel, good job, and good for President Trump, who was the one who forced the decision on Israel. He sent out a tweet this morning and told Netanyahu that these two hate all Jews, not just Israeli Jews, and they're terrible people. They shouldn't be letting Israel. I just keep asking why we let them back in the United States. But anyway, I saw that the autopsy is now out for Jeffrey Epstein, and they came to no real conclusion that it's suicide. As a matter of fact, they said the way his bones were broken in his neck, it's consistent with hanging, of course, we knew that, but it's also one of the bones that was broken is almost always involving homicide, not suicide, and they said it in the autopsy. I've said from day one, it reminds me of the Vegas massacre. We're not getting the truth. I've never said I know what the truth is. I'm not sure what happened in the Vegas massacre, but I know it wasn't a fat old white man who woke up one day and became Rambo and killed all those people. There's other people involved. The story doesn't make sense. The way the police handled it doesn't make sense. The way the FBI handled it was a massive cover-up. We never got the right story. Same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. The average American is like me. None of us know what happened. I wasn't there. I wouldn't dare tell you what happened. But I will tell you the story we're getting is a lie. It isn't possible that the most high-profile prisoner in the entire United States prison system died of suicide when the other guards were asleep or looking the other way or working too much overtime, and the TV cameras happened to malfunction, every video didn't work, and his roommate just happened to be transferred out the night before, and the roommate happened to be the one who beat him 2 weeks ago when he said it wasn't suicide, my roommate beat the crap out of me, and then they happened to take him off suicide watch. Everything about the story stinks, just like I will still tell you, everything about the Vegas massacre story we're hearing from the media and the government stinks. Stinks to to high heaven. Let me ask you, I'll put you on the spot, Kevin Wall. Do you? I'm not discussing whether Paddock was involved. Of course he was. Of course Paddock's a terrible man and a shooter. But do you believe the story that he was the only one, and that's the end of it? Nothing else? And the FBI report was one page long and gave you no answers of any kind? Do you not think the story stinks and something's missing from the Vegas massacre story?
I've said from day one, I'm willing to wait to get the definitive story. The problem is, when they gave us the definitive story, it wasn't very definitive.
Nothing there. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I believe from memory that after the terrible tragedy of Sandy Hook, the FBI came out like a year later with a report, and it was like 1,100 pages long. 1 year after Las Vegas, they came out with a report. It was one page long. Yeah. There's just something wrong with the whole story, and I said it from day one, and I seem to be the only one in America who talks about it, but I know this. All my listeners send me letters, and they all say, stay on it, Wayne, because we don't believe a single thing we've heard in the media about the Vegas massacre, and I know nobody believes the story coming out about Jeffrey Epstein either.
I just wonder if we don't need some sort of blue ribbon panel, a Warren Commission, a 9/11 Commission, people with impeccable credentials who can't be bought by MGM Resorts or anybody else for that matter. Let's swear witnesses in and let's find out what happened. I'm with you. I don't know what happened, to be honest with you.
I know. I don't either. And let me switch back to Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know what the answer is for Epstein other than I would demand a second autopsy. Why are we listening to the autopsy of the New York office of whatever the hell they call the people that do the autopsies? What's that called? The coroner's office? I don't know.
The medical examiner, the ME.
Yeah, medical examiner. Why are we listening to his office? Shouldn't we have a national coroner, a national medical examiner, maybe two or three of them, and let's see what three of them say? You know, same reason if tomorrow I got cancer. I would never say, oh, I like the first doctor. Let's do exactly what he says. I would go to three other doctors and try and get three or four different opinions, and then I'd make my best decision. I don't believe anybody about anything because people are human and therefore make mistakes. They're not infallible. They're fallible. And so I wouldn't trust any one answer about virtually anything.
Well, and Michael Bodden, the celebrity ME, so to speak, was allowed to sit in on the autopsy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I just know that we need to hear multiple opinions before I'd rest. But let's face it, the opinion that came out this morning is very disturbing. They are saying one of the bones broken in his neck is consistent with homicide, not suicide. So you tell me, how did a homicidal person get into prison to hang Jeffrey Epstein and make it look like suicide in the most guarded prison, secure prison we've got in the United States of America with cameras everywhere? And by the way, Russia, you know, I hate it when Russia makes fun of us. Russia put out a report yesterday. I don't know if you heard this, Kevin. Russia said the United States is now third world level because even in Mexico, when El Chapo escaped, there was video of the escape. But in America, the most high-profile prisoner in the entire United States was able to commit suicide or something else, and there isn't any video camera that worked. We have no video evidence. Mexico has a better system, prison system than the United States. When Russia says that, and I know, you know, they're trying to tweak us here, but when Russia says that, we all need to be very embarrassed.
More coming up. Wayne Allen Root. We're going to talk about the president. He was on the road the other day in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. He'll be in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight. 4 o'clock speech, Pacific time. We'll talk about that, what to expect from the president. And again, he's a racist. He's a white supremacist. And the beat goes on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root Day, the host of Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. He joins us every Thursday, and we talk about what's going on. I want to go back to your column just briefly, though, because one of the things you did, you chronicled a story that I've heard many times before from you off-air, on-air, about how the IRS under Obama audited you, harassed you. Now, of course, the IRS is controlled by the Trump administration, and you're not being harassed. But the Democrats seem to have another game plan in mind for stopping people like you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, look, Mitt Romney and the people around him were all complete idiots and dunces. So I went to them in 2012, and I said, "Look, it's not a coincidence. It's not a one-off. Something's going on. The Democratic Party is trying to silence conservative thought and conservative donors and conservative critics, and they're coming after us with the IRS." And when I go on TV and radio, you know, and I talk about it day and night all across this country as a guest on all these conservative talk shows, something strange is happening. I'm getting notes from strangers, emails from total strangers, and they're all telling the same story, that they never in their whole lives had a tax problem, They never in their whole lives got audited. And then they gave a maximum contribution to the Mitt Romney for President campaign or to the Republican National Committee, the RNC. And within 3 weeks, there was an IRS audit notice at their door. You think that's a coincidence when I got that note from literally dozens of people, maybe 100 in total? Does that not tell you that thousands of Americans were harassed by the Democratic Party, Barack Obama's machinery, to win the 2012 election by fraud, by stealing? They stole the election because they created such a chill, you know, the point where nobody wanted to contribute to Mitt Romney because they knew they'd be destroyed by the IRS if they did. And more importantly, all the people that gave the maximum who they came after are all people with money and means that would have given much more money. And so the IRS said, let's tie them up and let's, you know, make them spend $100,000 in legal fees to defend themselves, and let's teach them all a lesson, and let's intimidate them and persecute them. And that's what happened to me and many critics and also many Tea Party board of director members. I have friends who founded Tea Parties, and there were like six people on their board, and suddenly all six got IRS audit notices. This is what stopped all the activism and all the donations to Mitt Romney. It's what cost him the election. And he's so dumb, he doesn't even know it and won't acknowledge it. His staff never did anything about it after I told him that story. I said, make this the biggest campaign issue in America. Come on. And they didn't do a thing. They were scared. Okay, so now you fast forward to today. Democrats don't control the IRS anymore. So it's not the IRS going after people, but it's the exact same strategy. It's to dox, which is, you know, the current word that means give out the address, phone number, personal information of anyone who's a big donor to the GOP. And they, again, use that same. Isn't it funny that they're using the same thing? What's a big donor? Anyone who gives the maximum. You know, the maximum you're allowed by law, which I think is, isn't it like $2,300?
$2,800.
Whatever the maximum contribution that you're allowed to give to a presidential campaign or to the RNC, anyone who gives it is disclosed by the FEC. So you can go find that list of the top GOP donors, and all these Democrats are giving that information out on Twitter and saying, these are bad people. These are racists. They gave a lot of money to Trump. You should go boycott their business. You should go to their home. And people are going to get hurt, and people are going to get killed. It's far more dangerous than the IRS, but it's the exact same principle. Embarrass people, humiliate people, intimidate people, bully people, and make them get the message that if you give money to the Republican Party, you better be very, very afraid. If Trump doesn't deal with this, same thing I said to Romney, no one's going to be able to give to the Republican Party anymore, or no one's going to be willing to give to the Republican Party anymore. He better do something about it. You know, you've got to stop this from happening. They should pass a law that you can't use the IRS to intimidate people. Number one, no politician of either side can. And number two, he should have prosecuted the people that did it in the Obama administration and the Obama IRS. And number three, you got to pass some sort of law that says it's illegal to dox people. You can't give out people's names and addresses on Twitter. I get it that they're out there anyway with the FEC, but you and I both know nobody ever goes to the trouble of looking it up. But if a congressman sends out a tweet and it says, Wayne Root a racist he gave to Trump. Who knows how many crazy people are reading his tweets, and the next thing you know, there's a crazy person in my house looking to kill my children. Do you understand how bad this is? It's terrible. It should be made illegal.
I'm with you. Hey, Wayne, I'm going to let you go. Where can people find you in 30 seconds or less?
They could find me right here at KBET, 790 a.m. every afternoon, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, afternoon drive time, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered, and they could find me on Newsmax TV every night, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock West Coast time, Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax.
Wayne, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. That's Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, or as his new show name, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wow. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Now, talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her madly?
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. You know, in Iowa, in New Hampshire, and across the country, we've got 25, maybe soon to be 24 if John Hickenlooper pulls out of the race, 25 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, and they're all talking about some form of health care program. It's either Medicare for all, or it's a public option, or it's enhancing Obamacare. That's what Biden wants to do. Nobody can seem to agree on what the right path is. That leaves us, the consumers, in the lurch. But there is an option. It is not like you don't have options out there. You do have options. And joining us now, Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. There are options for people. I run into a lot of people, Matt, that swear up and down. They absolutely despise Obamacare, the high premiums, the deductibles, the copays. But they don't want to go to single payer. There is an option, is there not?
There is. There's always a way out, as a lot of people look for it. And it's a very easy, understandable proposition, and that is drop out of the system. It sounds a little crazy because we also think that the only way to pay for our health care is through a third-party insurance, but there is a way. Liberty HealthShare is a part of that, and it unfortunately requires you to drop out of the system.
But a lot of us, Matt, have been a part of this system for so long. For some, it's the only kind of system that they've known, and that is this third-party pay. It's either an insurance company or it's the government telling you what will or won't be covered. And a lot of people don't know that there's something else out there.
That is, and with healthcare sharing, it allows you to drop out of it and take control of your healthcare so that you are in the driver's seat making the decisions about your own healthcare, where you're going to go to the doctor, what tests, what prescriptions, what procedures you're going to be a part of. It puts you in the driver's seat. Now, invariably, the question comes up, well, what happens whenever I have something that is catastrophically unavoidable? Well, that's where the beauty of being a part of a community like Liberty HealthShare comes in. Whenever you, an individual self-pay patient, are directing your own health care and you need to rely on a system that actually helps pay for your health care, that's what healthcare sharing is. Men and women coming together to share in your medical bills whenever you have them. We respect the individual, yet we support them with the community during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable.
Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I know a lot of people, and I've had a lot of people come up to me just over the last couple of years saying, I hate Obamacare, I hate it, I despise it, I can't afford it anymore. How difficult is it to extricate yourself from Obamacare? I mean, is that something, you know, remember, you're dealing with the federal government. Is that something that takes 3-4 weeks to do?
Actually, you've got to drop your driver's license. You have to move to Argentina for a while. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to do any of those things, no. It honestly just takes a desire to say, I'm going to be in charge of my own health care, and I'm going to sign up for a system that respects me enough to allow me to do that. And through healthcare sharing, that's very easy. So dropping your third-party payment system and going with an organization like Liberty HealthShare, with Liberty, it takes 24 to 72 hours to get an answer about whether or not it'd be a good fit or not. And then from there, it starts the first of every month.
Okay. Take us through the process. You know, my friend has Obamacare. They want out. They'd like to know more about Liberty HealthShare. Take us through that process. First of all, extricating yourself from Obamacare. Do you have to fill out 9 forms in triplicate? Remember, it's the federal government we're dealing with.
No. However, your particular system of how you pay for healthcare However it lapses, let it go. If you want to drop it, you can drop it. Now, there are some instances where you have to stay around to a certain time, and a lot of people have to wait until open enrollment time, which is actually coming up towards the end of this year. But whenever you're able to let it go, join Liberty HealthShare. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. You can sign up there right online. Doesn't take but 10 minutes to do so, and you'll hear from us very shortly afterwards.
You know, one of the things I hear from my doctor friends, you know, whether it's Medicare for all or a, quote, public option or whatever some of these Democrats are planning, the doctors fear that it's going to put them out of business. And a lot of it is the reimbursement that they get for Medicare right now and for Medicaid. Can you talk a little bit about what doctors think of Liberty HealthShare and you know, will doctors, if the entire nation went to Liberty HealthShare or the medical cost sharing model, would doctors go out of business?
Well, absolutely not, because we actually have doctors who prefer members who are a part of healthcare sharing, because they get to deal with the patient directly, and they don't become de facto bureaucrats for the third-party payment industry. They're dealing with the person who has the power of the purse strings. They get to deal with the patient. They get to practice medicine again and not be a paper pusher. So this is a wonderful option for doctors to be a part of, and it's frankly been one of those things that's been very surprising to me, because whenever a patient goes and sees a doctor, they say they're a part of Liberty HealthShare. That turns the doctor on to what Liberty HealthShare is doing, and we have actually gained a lot of our members from the patients visiting the doctor, and the doctor signs up.
You know, that's why, and it brings something to mind, you know, that this is more than just health insurance. This is totally different. When you talk about a change of paradigm, that you have to just stop, you know, stop thinking about insurance companies and bean counters in back east, in Delaware, wherever it might be. Can you talk a little bit about why this is so different and why you really have to change your mindset when you're talking about healthcare?
Well, one, this restores your community again. Because it used to be, whenever you were coming up against a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable, it would be your community that you turned to, your neighbor, your friends, your family, your church. It would be the people that you would turn to help you during a time that was unexpected and unaffordable. And it was your friends and family who would support you, and you would be the one making the decisions that was best benefiting to what you truly needed. Whenever you go to the doctor or hospital now, it's what can I get? What can I receive? What's possible for me? What tests or procedures? But with Liberty HealthShare and being a healthcare sharing member, you're taking control of your healthcare and saying, is this the right procedure right now? Is there another test that we need to do? Or is this too many tests? That happens a lot. Should we go to a surgery center rather than a hospital to have this done? You know, it's people taking control over their health care to own it and not have the mindset of entitlement whenever they're just sitting around just expecting to receive whatever they can get.
Again, Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. One of the things I like most about Liberty HealthShare is you care about the whole person. As a guy who throughout my adult life has battled obesity, weight loss, diabetes, type 2 diabetic, and you've got programs that are there for your members dealing with those very things. Can you talk a little bit, and I always love it when you start throwing out poundage and how much weight loss there's been, because that to me just blows my mind. Can you talk a little bit about that and how extensive that program is for you?
Well, whenever you sign up for Liberty HealthShare, and if you sign up and have a pre-existing condition that is responsive to what we would consider a lifestyle change, so obesity, smoking, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, if you were to join with those kinds of things, we would sign you up for our program called Health Track. Health Track is an extra $80 per month charge, but with that, you get a health coach that helps you through, walks you through some predetermined self-set goals. And whenever you reach those goals, you graduate from Health Track and you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. But it's just one of the ways that we have found to really support people during times where they want to make a change in their life. It's been fascinating to see that all we need sometimes is just a little bit of accountability, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of somebody caring enough to walk through this with us to help us over that last great hill. And so it's really been a blessing to see smokers throwing away their cigarettes, type 2 diabetes being reversed, blood pressure becoming normalized, and the pounds that we have seen lost, somewhere over 30,000 pounds lost with this program. It's just been absolutely fantastic.
Matt, you realize that's tons that's being lost.
Tons of weight lost, absolutely.
I love that idea. One other thing before I let you go, though, because I have a lot of friends that like alternative forms of medicine, what you'd call Eastern forms of medicine. Do you cover a lot of the alternative types of medicine?
Naturopathic, homeopathic, those types of alternative treatments are something that are eligible for sharing within Liberty HealthShare. That's one of the things that our members told us that they wanted to share in, and that's something that they voted in. And so that is one of the things that we share in as an eligible expense.
And would you explain that to you, just so people know, because I think people get tired of having Washington bureaucrats or bean counters with insurance companies telling them what's a covered expense, what's not a covered expense. Can you explain that process of how you determine what's covered, what's not?
Sure. We hear from our members in a number of ways. Where they say, you know, this type of system or this type of procedure or what we would like to actually share in, we'd like to put it to a vote to the members. And so we regularly go to the members, hold a vote, and let them decide whether or not this is going to be something that is eligible or ineligible or something needs to change with how we process funds. So we go to them all the time. And they make the decisions, and we respect those decisions, implement them as policy. It just allows the membership to take ownership over this community, and it's very important to have that, not only that sense of understanding, but that sense of ownership where you're actually involved in creating the policy of your health care. It's been fantastic to see.
I think it's absolutely great. I also think it's great when you get to root for the Cleveland Indians, who are they're on a roll. They're on a roll. I love it. I absolutely love it. Matt, it's always fun having you on. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much, man. And go Tribe.
Thanks for having me.
Go Tribe.
Appreciate it. Go Tribe.
There you go. That's Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I always love it. I love it because he's always like into, you know, either. The Cleveland Indians or the Cavaliers. And, of course, now that LeBron's gone, it's like, so are the Cavaliers. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, you're not going to believe the exchange that was witnessed yesterday. It was a Trump supporter going after Bernie Sanders. How did the date end, so to speak? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I want you to hear this very strange, this was... In fact, you know what? I don't think I'm going to have time to get this in. I mean, I wish I could, but I don't think I can. I will bring it to you later in the show, this whole thing of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was confronted by a Trump supporter, and it illustrated better than I could even explain how bad some of these presidential wannabes are, that they have a knee-jerk reaction, a default position. It's all the president's fault. He's a bad man. He's a racist. Oh, by the way, How many of you have been following the markets today? The Dow went down, what was it, 800 points. 800 points. I mean, that's... by the way, the Dow is down 113 as of right now. Yeah. Just a thought. No. But it was down 800 yesterday, and... it was just, in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut one. This is Neil Cavuto, who was proudly proclaiming to the world an 800-point drop in the Dow and how it might be a part of a worldwide recession. Listen to Neil Cavuto on Fox.
Well, read it and weep. If you're long this market, you were whipped and chilled by this market. A better than 800-point drubbing at the corner of Wall and Broad when it came to the Dow Jones Industrials, and all because a lot of folks suddenly are concerned about a slowdown. Not only here, but in China, in Germany, in much of Europe, where they're dealing with negative interest rates and some stubborn numbers that seem to see at least part of the economy that we had been counting on might not be as positive. Then there was something called an inverted yield curve that came out of nowhere. In other words, the gap between 2 and 10-year notes that has now flipped in favor of the shorter term instruments over the 10-year. Now, I know that seems a little arcane, but we've only seen 5 of these inversions since 1978. And usually, in fact, all the time since, it's led to a recession. Now, it can vary from anywhere from 20 months to 25 months. But invariably, the last time we saw one back in 2007, you know what happened soon after that. We had the big meltdown. Not saying that it could happen again, but fears that it could weighing on the markets precipitously. And that had a lot of big issues down. Take a look where a 10-year note is right now at under 1.596%. This thing was at 2.25% just a few months ago. And obviously people park their money in that when they get nervous about stocks. And the argument is that that should benefit stocks in general because, well, if the yield is so paltry there, you can get a nice yield or a nice bang for your buck in financial stocks in the market. But look what we get selling off, financial stocks. Because obviously if this is showing a weak economy, it's going to be weak loan demand, it's going to be weak for the financial guys, and they're suddenly in a world of hurt.
This is going to be fascinating. That for Democrats, they've tried everything. They don't even have articles of impeachment yet. They don't even have an investigation yet. Their last hope. Their best hope for defeating Trump in 2020 is for the economy to crash. And it's horrible. It's horrible to get a sense that a political party is praying for a recession because it's the only thing that can probably bring this president down. And I don't even know if that'll do it. I'm not even sure if that will work. In our next hour, is that the Democrat game plan? They've tried Russian collusion, didn't work. Obstruction, didn't work. Paying off strippers, didn't work. Michael Cohen, didn't work. Is it possible that the last best hope for Democrats is not in better candidates or better policy ideas, but it's a worldwide recession? What does that tell you about the Democrats and what they have to offer? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.